A coalition of environmental groups presented over 100,000 petitions from individuals urging Governor Cuomo to support a full ban on fracking in the Delaware River Basin. Up first, we hear from Eric Weltman with Food and Water Watch.
I'm proud to stand here today with so many incredible allies, including representatives from Riverkeeper, Catskill Mountain Keeper, Earthworks, Environmental Advocates of New York, the Sierra Club, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and Zero Hour. We're here today to send a message to Governor Cuomo. Support a complete ban on fracking in the Delaware River Basin, including a ban on fracking waste and water withdrawals for fracking. And today we're delivering over 100,000 petitions, 104,101 petitions to Governor Cuomo with the same message. Fracking and the Delaware, a source of drinking water for millions, don't mix. 4 years ago this month, Governor Cuomo announced a ban on fracking in New York. It was a bold, historic step towards protecting our water, our air, our climate for fossil fuel. It's only fitting that Governor Cuomo finish the job and support a complete ban on fracking in the Delaware River Basin as part of a larger critical effort to move New York off fossil fuels. We need Governor Cuomo to use New York's vote on the Delaware River Basin Commission, the agency that oversees the watershed, to support a complete ban on fracking. It's now my pleasure to introduce Iris Sen-Gillingham, a youth activist with Zero Hour.
And when I was 7 years old, landmen came into my community wanting to lease land to frack. Now, I was a little kid, but I still knew that fracking was not something I wanted in my community. And I knew that it would affect my water, the environment, and the community that I live in. I'm now 18, and for more than half of my life, I've had this threat of fracking hanging over my head. This issue is bigger than just about the water. Because one of the things I've realized about growing up on a farm is that everything is connected. I visited the Bakken oil field and I got bloody booger. And that was not an accident. That was because of the toxins in the air due to fracking. And right now, because New York has a ban on high volume fracking, I wouldn't feel as severely affected as my close family friends on the other side of the river. Well, guess what? Water and air pollution does not pay attention to state borders. Woo. Fracking is a contributor to the defining issue of our time, which is climate change. And according to the International Panel on Climate Change report, we only have 12 years to deal with this crisis. If we don't, I won't have a future. I am standing here today because this issue is about my life and the lives of my friends. I would like to have a future where I have clean water, fresh air, and healthy food grown from soil that is protected from contamination. I began speaking out about fracking when I was just a little kid. If I can dedicate part of my childhood to bringing awareness to these issues, then you, Governor Cuomo, can ban fracking in the Delaware River Basin.
My name's Melissa Troutman, and I am a research and policy analyst at Earthworks, and also I live in Pennsylvania. In 2014, the news that New York State had officially banned fracking brought mixed emotions for many of us in Pennsylvania. I was thrilled for the people of New York and elated that somewhere sanity about the harms of fracking had prevailed. But the news was a little frustrating too, because where I live in Pennsylvania is less than 15 miles from the New York border. So sanity was so close, but still too far away. Where I live in Potter County, which is the birthplace of the Genesee and Allegheny Rivers, which flow north from our fracked watersheds into New York State. In Potter County, fracking has become a normal part of daily life. So have the spills of fracking chemicals, its toxic waste, and the countless trucks hauling water and waste to and from industrial sites where our forests used to be. In the last year, I have watched as one company in particular, owned by a New Yorker, Terry Pegula, owner of the Buffalo Bills, amassed nearly 70 violations at 6 well sites in our county for the same problems, spills of waste and fracking fluid, over and over and over again. In 2015, Pagoula's oil and gas company, JKLM Energy, contaminated more than half a dozen private water supplies in our county and caused the shutdown of 2 public water supplies, one of which supplies water to a critical access community hospital. Last fall, we got word that Mr. Pagoula's company wanted to build a fracking waste treatment facility in Potter County and discharge the treated waste into the Allegheny River upstream from our friends at the Seneca Nation of Indians. Together, we defeated that proposal in April of this year and prevented our community from becoming a hub for radioactive frack waste, trucked in and out of our small town, past our homes, businesses, schools, places of worship, day and night for decades to come. Governor Cuomo has a chance to keep fracking waste out of the Delaware River Basin and all of New York State. Question is, will he do it? According to data from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, New York State has imported 1,320 barrels and over 335 tons of fracking fluid waste since 2011, and over 471 tons of unused fracking fluids in the last 2 years alone. This is from our state's data. Governor Cuomo has the power to push back against an industry that currently relies on New York State for fracking waste disposal. As someone living on the front lines of fracking, I see the spills and the waste trucks every day. Governor Cuomo, protect the people of New York, the Delaware River Basin, and all who live downstream from the impacts that I see accumulating in my watershed. Ban the treatment, transport, storage, and disposal of toxic fracking waste wherever you can.
Up next is Rob Hayes with Environmental Advocates of New York.
The Seneca Nation was unfortunately unable to be here today, but they requested that I read a statement on their behalf. It details their efforts to protect their community from the dangers of fracking activity. I'm honored to deliver their statement and to read a short segment of a resolution passed by the nation's council. And here's their statement. In April of this year, the Seneca Nation of Indians stood beside the residents of Potter County, Pennsylvania, and successfully defeated plans for a fracking wastewater treatment slated for the banks of the Allegheny River. This facility would have made the town of Countersport a hub for toxic radioactive waste and discharged the treated waste into the Allegheny River, which begins in Potter County and flows across the New York border through the Seneca's Allegheny territory. A month later, the Seneca Nation passed a resolution banning unconventional gas drilling and the disposal, storage, and treatment of unconventional gas drilling waste. On August 22nd, the Cattaraugus County Legislature unanimously adopted a resolution supporting the nation's ban. And here's an excerpt from that resolution, which the nation requested I read. Whereas byproducts from unconventional gas extraction through hydraulic fracturing and deep horizontal drilling are known to contain dangerous levels of heavy metals, radionuclides, hydrocarbons, and other toxic substances which create severe negative health impact. Whereas unconventional gas drilling threatens rivers, streams, and potable water supplies, and there have been many documented spills of drilling fluids and wastewater. Whereas the Seneca Nation deems it imperative to protect our community's health, welfare, and environment from irreparable and irreversible harm. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Seneca Nation bans unconventional gas drilling on nation lands, that the Seneca Nation bans any disposal, storage, or treatment of unconventional gas drilling byproducts on nation lands, and that the Seneca Nation bans transportation of unconventional gas drilling byproducts by any means.
Next, we hear from Rob Freeman, policy advocate for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We're here today to deliver over 100,000 comments from New Yorkers and residents across the United States calling on New York Governor Cuomo to support a full fracking ban in the Delaware River Basin, the drinking water source of over 17 million Americans. 4 years ago this month, New York took the courageous stand to ban fracking. Why? Because fracking is dangerous and harms people's health. Fracking generates massive amounts of chemical-laced, even radioactive wastewater. Even where fracking is banned, like here in New York, the handling, storage, and treatment and disposal of fracking wastewater can and has led to catastrophic spills that have contaminated countless communities across the United States. The fracking process uses over 1,000 chemicals. Studies have found that more than 75% of those chemicals used in fracking are associated with harm to skin, eyes, respiratory, and gastrointestinal issues. 40% of those chemicals harm the central nervous, immune, and cardiovascular system. And 25% of those chemicals used in fracking are associated with cancer. Simply put, these chemicals kill. They have absolutely no place in New York, the Delaware River Basin, or anywhere for that matter.